Welcome to the Belgrade Theatre podcast. Today it's the 18th of November and we're talking to Darren Hemus, who is the prop maker for Mother Goose. Andy, can you tell us what you're up to at the moment?
Today I'm making a goose that drops out of the sky with Andy Hockley on, the actor who's playing the Dame. Should I say that? Give away that information?
Yeah, that's fine.
And he drops out of the sky and lands on the floor, you know, and I don't know whether it's a crash landing or, you know, gets into turbulence and has a malfunction with the bird or something, and lands and just drops out of the sky. So it's a small moment that gets seen through a cut cloth, and he lands behind a grain row, and it's basically that, really. It's a sort of a quick type thing.
And how are you making the goose? What are you using?
I'm making the goose. Wardrobe have kindly been very good to me and lent me all their machinery and stuff, and I'm not used to doing sewing-y type things, so they've been changing the bobbins and various things like that for me. it's like a rag doll, really, and they had some fur left from the other goose, the little goslings, the Sherry made, and Wardrobe made, didn't you? You made the gosling bits as well.
Yeah.
And so there's some extra fur that left there, and I'm using that to sort of make a sort of big fur ball and a sort of jokey character on top, I think.
Okay.
Well, it will be jokey by the time I finish.
And what other props will you be making for the show?
I made a goose that doesn't fall out of the sky, hopefully. the flying goose. So it's for the transformation scene, which is a flying one. Mm-hmm. So it's seen like UV and stuff, and hopefully Andy Hockley will remain on that one.
How long does it usually take you to make the props?
Well, it all depends on, you know, I've no idea how long this is going to take, but I'm sort of it's can't take more than a few days, really. Mm-hmm. Three, four. But the other goose, you know, took a few weeks. Yeah. So, that sort of thing. So it's, but that's got to be more precise.
Okay.
Luckily, it doesn't have to be as precise.
And what do you enjoy?
It might be more aerodynamic, I don't know.
What do you enjoy most about prop making?
Probably the variation of stuff. You know, you never do the same thing. Well, you don't do the same thing again, but it's generally always making different stuff, which generally everyone else does.